forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you stir yourself up, there comes to you a pursuit. In other words, now you're going to go after something. You're not just going to sit there now. You're not just going to put up with what is. You know, what is. No. When David encouraged himself, God gave him a pursuit. Come on, now you after something. There's a bounce in your step now. Now when you were dragging your shoulders, now you done squared your shoulders. No, God said pursue. Now there's something. Now, I don't see it right now, but you know, I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking up under here. I'm looking over there. Somewhere. It's somewhere because God gave me a pursuit. God said pursue. Come on, when you stir yourself up, there's something that rises on the inside of you that says it ain't over yet. It don't end like this. If God be for you, who can be against you? He said, pursue David. Because God says, I'm going to cause you to overtake. And I'm going to cause you to recover all. But all you have to do is stir yourself and let the pursuit get on you. One door closed, don't count it, just chalk it up as one door is closed. There's a whole bunch of other doors out here. One way is blocked. You can either rebuke that blocking spirit, or if it don't move, if the door don't open, there's some other ways to go. God has some other ways. He's not limited. So there's a pursuit. Number three. 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3. 2 Kings chapter 7. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Leave it there for a moment. If you go back to verse 1 of that chapter 7, verse 1, something happened here. A sound was released. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a sound was released. These lepers didn't even have a clue that they were part of God's program, part of what God was about to do, except that a sound was released. See, when a prophetic word is released, you grab that. Come on, you grab hold of that, because when that prophetic word is released, it's going to enable you. Amen. It's going to make a provision for you. It's going to create something for you. Even though it wasn't there, it'll create it. Back to verse 3. When the sound was released, those four lepers said, why sit we here until we die? The moment Elijah prophesied, it struck them. You know, we just sitting up in here. Why are we going to sit here till we die? Now, they were lepers, couldn't go into society, couldn't go to the Syrian camp, just sitting outside the city, waiting on death to seize upon them. But the moment the word was released, they asked themselves a question. In other words, you know, when you ask yourself a question about something, that means that what you're in may not be the only way. Somewhere one of them, maybe Gehazi, if it was he and his sons, got the idea, you know what? We don't have to sit here and go out like this. that word was released. And that frequency was tapped. And that's when they said, why do we sit here and die? Next verse. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. When that word was released, options made themselves available. If we go into the city, we die of the famine. If we sit here, we die here. If we go into the Syrians, they may kill us, but we die there. But one way or another, we're going to die. But at least we got some options. Come on, you see, when you start to stir yourself, options start to become available. And see, they didn't realize that one of these options was God's option. Even though it all looked like it was going to end up in death, God was up in the mix. Why? Because they stirred themselves. Come on, you. Sometimes you can go back. This is for somebody. You can go back to somebody that denied you a loan, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is, bingo. They allow you. They say, you know what? Maybe we can work with this. Let me talk to my superiors, and before you know it, somebody else has been put in place and says, yeah, Mr. So-and-so, we can work with you here. You thought all your options were closed off. They did. It said, if we stay here, we die. We go into the city, we die. If we go to the Syrians, we die. But you know what? We're not going to just sit still and die. If I die, I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be trying. I'm going to be trying to work something out. Amen? Well, see, that was how they stirred themselves. The moment you stir yourself, for a saint of God, the moment you stir yourself, heaven starts to get involved. Heaven's looking down right now, waiting for somebody to stir themselves. And the moment you stir, here come the angels. The moment they say, let us go into the Syrian camp. Next verse, verse 5. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. You see, when they stirred themselves, how many know God will get into your options? It wasn't up to them. They just said, you know, let's go into the Syrian camp. They'll kill us, but at least there's some food there. They may give us a meal and kill us. We're going to die one way or another, but at least there's something to eat there. So the moment they chose to stir themselves, them angels, let me just do it this way. They came out of glory, and they went before them, and they made it sound like an army was coming, because they had stirred themselves up. They didn't know they were part of God's plan. Come on, see, you part of God's plan. It's important that you be blessed. It's important that you break through. It's not just a personal thing. No, it's important that your business prospers. It's important that your household be blessed. It's important that you walk in health and prosperity with a sound mind. It's important to God's economy, to God's purpose, to God's plan. Them lepers didn't know that they were part of what God was doing. You as a saint of God, you got to realize. Tell somebody, if you don't know, you better ask. It's important that you know you are important. Just because you don't give a whole bunch in an offering don't mean that you're not important. Just because you can't tithe like you want to. Hello. You are important to God's plan. Even when you don't feel good about yourself, you are still a spoke in the wheel, a link in the chain. You better walk like you got some dignity. Walk like you are a child of the King. I don't care if you are going through hell. If you are, just don't stop. Just keep on walking. Get your shoulders back. It's going to work out. God's going to have His way. You will break through. It is important to God, to His kingdom. It ain't like this with God. It ain't a matter of whether you do or you don't. No, angels are sent. They are ministering spirits sent to minister. What are we talking about? Sent to see to it that you make it, that you are blessed, that you are protected, that you rise, that you get what is rightfully yours. Angels are sent on that assignment. You are an angel's assignment. Amen. These lepers didn't know it, but when they stirred themselves, that their angel jumped out in front of them and said, "Now it's on." He scared the whole army. They didn't even take anything. He turned the table on intimidation. Don't you know God will take the very weapon the enemy uses against you and use it against him? He that rolls a stone, it shall return unto him. He that digs a ditch shall fall therein. Huh? He that breaks a hedge, a serpent's gonna bite him. Amen. So the word I like here, first we have the word courage, then we have pursuit. Next, when you stir yourself, there's a rising. I like the word rising. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Give me Isaiah 12. No, Isaiah 52 and verse 2, right quick. Isaiah 52, show you. Because see, they arose. They rose in the twilight. Isaiah 52 and 2 says, "Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." Arise. Arise. Shake thyself from the dust. All that stuff that tries to get on you. Come on, that stuff that in the world that tries to get on, something somebody said, something somebody did, the mistake you made. All that's dust trying to get on you. That's why the Lord washed his disciples' feet. He said, "I don't need to wash your whole body, just your feet, because your feet have to do with your walk in the world. You're going to walk through this world, and you're going to step in some messes. There's going to be some stuff to get your feet dirty. So every now and then, I got to wash your feet. Keep your feet clean." Hello? So arise. Shake yourself. Tell somebody, shake the dust off. Shake that dust off. Forget about what happened earlier today. Forget about what happened yesterday. Let it be water under the bridge. Today is a new day. When you rise in the morning, it'll be a new dawn. A new day. A brand new day. The Lord has made. God can do things in that day to make up for all last week. But you got to shake yourself. You got to rise. You got to have a mind to be in agreement with God. Today is a day of victory, not defeat. Today is a day of challenge, but that means greater victory.
We are continuing in part 30 of The Faith Crises, Stir Up the Gift, part 2. Romans 8 and 1 proclaims, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Knowing that your righteousness in God should keep your conscience clear, wards off any attacks of condemnation launched by the enemy. Depression, oppression, and any other seductive spirit shall not prosper. Discouragement must be rebuked in Jesus' name. David had to encourage himself in the Lord. As believers, we can always find comfort and reassurance in the Word of God. The Word builds our faith, comforts our heart, and relieves tension from our minds. If your mind stays fixed on God, He will keep you in perfect peace.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.